Well, hi there, everyone. I thought I would actually take a few minutes and do kind of something of a tutorial, Audio Boo, and not so much a tutorial, but kind of a how I do it. And I wanted to talk a little bit about backing up images. I'm really kind of a firm believer that if you don't have three copies of a file in two physical locations, you can't really consider having that file. I know to a lot of people that kind of seems a bit overkill, but it's the way I do it. And I've actually done a few different things over the years. I've done some of the brand name ones out there that you see advertised all the time with varying degrees of success. But what I've found over the last, I'm going to say I've been using it for at least a year, is CrashPlan. And it just really works well for me. But before I say why, let me kind of tell you the way that my system is set up. I do all of my photo editing and pretty much all my primary work on an iMac, which I have attached a 4-bay Drobo with two terabyte hard drives. So that's connected via FireWire 800, and that's where all of my photos, my Lightroom catalogs, everything are on that Drobo. It's also where my Time Machine on my iMac backs up to. So it's kind of an important little Drobo. There's a lot of important stuff there. So the Drobo has its RAID mirroring set up, so I have some redundancy there. But what I do then, and this changed recently when I moved, what I used to do was CrashPlan allows you to back up to your own other computers or to friends. And what I did was I had a desktop machine sitting on my desk at work, which was physically about 8 or 9 miles away from my house. And it was just doing the incremental backup. So whenever a file changed on my iMac, it would just update it at work. So I had a off-site backup of the entire thing with a couple terabyte external drive plugged into it. So I had some room there. But obviously that changed when I moved. So I didn't have that remote computer any longer to be able to back up to. So I did change things just a little bit. The way I'm doing it now is I still have my own computer that I back up to. Now I use a Mac Mini that I have set up. I have that external 2 terabyte drive attached to it. And my iMac is constantly backing up to that other machine. Now, granted, right now they're in the same room. I may change that and like put it in my garage at some point. But as of right now, they are in the same, actually in the same room. But that doesn't address my offsite requirement for having it in another physical location. So what I did is I have subscribed for now to CrashPlan Central, which is more of the traditional subscription-based backing up to the cloud. And I'm actually in the process. It's doing its big initial backup now. They have some cool things where I could seed a hard drive and ship it off to them to do that much quicker, but it's working for me now. Now, the other thing that CrashPlan is great about is it allows you to back up to a friend's computer. And that's the next thing I want to do is I want to find one of my photog friends who's using CrashPlan as well and maybe ship each other a big drive that we just plug into each other's computers as a, in my case, it'd be a second offsite backup location. Again, I just don't think you can be too careful when you're doing the backup type of stuff. So in any case, that's the way I do it. If you have any comments or any feedback, this will be put up as a blog post, and you can always reach me at scottwoodphotography.com or my Twitter at scott_wood. So I hope you found this useful, and at least, like I said, it's the way I'm doing it, and up to this point, it does seem to have worked very well for me. So have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.